Knowledge Fire. Dan and Jordan, I am sweating. KnowledgeFight.com. It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan. Knowledge Fight.
I need money. Stop it. Andy in Kansas. Andy. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes like to sit around, drink novelty beverages, and talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Oh, indeed we are, Dan.
Jordan.
Dan?
Jordan.
What do you got for a bright spot today?
Well, it's sort of a mixed bag bright spot. I went through, after our last episode, I went through and I numbered all of our episodes.
Yes.
So now we have official episode numbers for all of our back catalog,
which
is something that I had not sat around. I never thought I'd need to do. It was like, hey, man, the episode is named after the date of the episode. Isn't that good enough? Turns out we jump around a bit. Sometimes there's episodes from the past. It gets very confusing.
Yeah.
And so now the time has come. And I feel really good about it. I feel really good that we have a numbered system. Although it's kind of sour grapes because I got to the end of it. It was an hours long process of renaming episodes. I'm like, I wonder how many episodes we have. I get to the end. The last episode we put out, Wednesday's episode, was episode 420.
Oh, nice.
And it was too
nice.
Late. It was too
late now. We can't make that joke.
We can't make a 420 episode.
Absolutely not.
We can't do like some sort of a episode where we listen to reggae and I get really mad about it. Can't do an episode of past 420 shows on Alex's show.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. Oh. So anyway, this is episode 421.
Nice.
Nice.
That's when I smoke, because I'm usually a minute late, so it's all good there.
Yeah. And I was also trying to figure out if like any of our sort of what you might call milestone episodes, like episode 100, 200, or any of those were like any like major episodes.
No.
Like, I don't think there were. I don't think I caught any that were like, oh, that's perfect.
We didn't start. I didn't know how many we did until you just told me. That's
yeah. So I think in the future I might try, like for 450, I might try to do something special for it.
Because
now I actually have numbers.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Anyway, we're starting to turn into an actual show.
We're getting close there. My bright spot is taking long walks, Dan. Taking long walks just to keep my sanity. Like, mm-hmm. I love walking to, like, a Walgreens and not going in and just walking back.
Just walking around
the
Walgreens?
I just need to go outside.
Yeah man, you kind of got to.
Yeah, and it feels good.
That's good.
Yeah, it feels good.
I mean, it's one of those things that I think that, like, I remember playing football back when I was in junior high.
Sure.
Playing, like, you do two-a-day practices.
Yeah.
Just get worn out.
I did the same.
Completely worn out. And I remember this very viscerally being like, water tastes so good. I had that thought after one. I'm like, no, it's not that water tastes good. It's that in the I'm in, I need this water really badly. That's how you are with walks right now.
Exactly.
It's not that the walk is that good.
No.
It's you've been doing two-a-days.
Exactly.
Metaphorically.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's good. That is a bright spot. And I'd like to take a little bit more of a walk myself, but it's tough.
One nice thing is I walk a mile or so to get here.
That's
every day.
True.
And walk a mile
well,
back.
Well, not every
so it's
day.
Like, no, not every day. That's fair.
There are three
this
episodes
a week. This
isn't
a coal mine that we're doing.
There's
okay.
Three episodes a week, but there are four episodes that are never released. You just come over.
Those are just for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those are the special ones.
So, Jordan, today we got an interesting episode to go over. But before we get down to business, we had to take a little moment to say thank you to some folks who have signed up and are supporting the show. So, first, was poor for a while. Now I got those Trump bucks. Thank you so much. You're now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much. Was poor for a while. Now I got those Trump bucks. Next, Zachary, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Zachary.
Thanks, Zachary. Next, Paige, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thanks, Paige.
Thanks, Paige. Next, Andrew, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew. Next, Transformation Sequence, thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much, Transformation Sequence.
Thank you. And next, Runzar. R-H-U-N-Z-A-R. Thank you so much. You are now a policy wonk.
I'm a policy wonk.
Thank you very much.
And finally, I'd like to say thank you to a couple people who donated on an elevated level, and we appreciate that very much. So first of all, Jacob, you are now a technocrat. And thank you, Dominic, you are now a technocrat.
I'm a policy wonk.
Crikey, mate, that's fantastic. Have yourself a brew.
How's your 401k doing, bro?
We got to go full tilt boogie on this, Watson, all right? Let's just get down to business. We ain't making that money off that heroin. Why are you pimp so good? My neck is freakishly large. I declare info war on you.
Thank you so much, Jacob, and thank you so much, Dominic.
Yes, thank you very much to the both of you.
And if you're out there listening and you're thinking, hey, I enjoy this show, I'd like to support these gents too, you can do that by going to our website, knowledgefight.com, clicking the button that says support the show. We would appreciate it. Or if you'd like, please take that spirit and go find a local charity in your area that you can go help people in need. We would appreciate that,
yes,
as well.
We would love either.
Spiritually the same
exactly.
To us.
Exactly.
So if you're out there listening, you're probably thinking at this point, boy, these dudes haven't talked about Alex Jones in a while.
Yep, we deplatformed him, and now everybody's gone.
We had to do that with Alex because he was getting out of pocket.
Yeah.
The QAnon botched reveal was just, that was the final straw for me.
It was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it was really infuriating how much of a dumb asshole he is.
Yep.
But in a very bizarre twist, he ended up being out of studio during the time that we were deplatforming him.
It kind of worked out.
Owen Schroyer was hosting almost the entire time.
What a piece of shit.
So I wanted to bring back Alex on Wednesday, and it didn't work out because Owen Schroyer was hosting. And then for this episode, this Friday episode, I was like, well, we got to get back to the business of looking at Alex. He's had his time out. We got to do it. So I was going to go over Wednesday's episode of his show, Owen Schroyer hosting again. Now, we record these on the day before
the day
they
before.
Come out.
Yeah.
So Thursday, I texted you last night,
yeah,
and I told you we're uncharted territory here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We might have to do something else.
He shows up at 11 or we're scrambling.
Yes, exactly. Like at 11 a.m.,
yeah, exactly.
We will know what is going to happen. And so I woke up this morning. I dabbled around for a little bit. 11 o'clock rolls around. Alex is back in studio.
Hey!
He has returned 3 days later, right around Easter. Not a coincidence.
Nope.
We are not thrilled. What's the opposite of thrilled?
Anxious?
We regret to replatform Alex onto our podcast. So we're going over April 16th, 2020. I'm Dan. This is 2020.
God damn it.
Hey, man, this show's about what you'd expect it to be. I've tried to eliminate as much of the just repetitive nonsense as I can. And I think that there's a lot of still some worthwhile stuff in here. And I think Alex is deteriorating like even more so in front of our eyes than normal. And not on like some sort of cognitive basis where it'd be bad to talk about him. I just think his business is falling apart. And I think we'll see some clues about that as we go along. Well, let's start off here with Alex covering some big news out of the Associated Press.
You notice the big news. AP receives documents, confirms Wuhan was where the weapon leaked from, and the World Health Organization covered it all up. Of course, the Chi-Coms run the WHO on record. And so what we told you in early March and early February has all been confirmed now.
So that's like a 25 second clip or so. And it's interesting how many different things he's asserting tiny span. So they're all a problem. The first thing is that this AP story, he's saying that it confirms that the coronavirus came out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab. That is not spelled out at all in the AP story that Alex is referring to. On April 15th, the AP released a piece titled, quote, China didn't warn public of likely pandemic for 6 key days. It's mostly about how the Chinese government was likely aware of the situation being very severe, but acted to downplay it publicly in order to avoid panic. until there was a clear case outside of China, that is, in Thailand, and then the situation drastically changed.
That's wild to see a government actively downplay it and act like it's not that big a deal. It is so crazy that one government out there is doing that singular, one single government.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to defend any country's attempt to minimize a public health crisis, and I'm interested to see where further reporting and investigation on this delay in China brings up. I'm interested to see further reporting on that. And I'm open to learning more. However, I think it's important to recognize that Alex cannot use that article to bash China, because all it's saying is that Xi did what he did is exactly what Alex is praising Trump for doing. From that article, quote, other experts noted that the Chinese government may have waited on warning the public to stave off hysteria, and that it did act quickly in private during that time. This is literally what Alex has said Trump did, because he's an expert president or something. Alex says that Trump declared a secret emergency way back in the early days, but downplayed the virus publicly because he didn't want to risk hurting the stock market.
And he said that was a great idea.
Great idea.
Loved that idea.
This article is no good for Alex. Does not work. The article about the virus originating in the Wuhan Institute of Virology is not from the Associated Press. It was put out as an exclusive by Fox News and was based entirely on anonymous sources, and thus I have no ability to determine the veracity of the claims. However, even taking this article at face value, it's important to recognize what the story on Fox News actually says. Here are a few choice lines from the article. Here's the opening paragraph. Quote, there is an increasing confidence that the COVID-19 outbreak likely originated in the Wuhan laboratory, though not as a bioweapon, but as a part of China's attempt to demonstrate that its efforts to identify and combat viruses are equal to or greater than the capabilities of the United States. Multiple sources who have been briefed on the details of early actions by China's government and seen relevant materials tell Fox News. Right out of the gate, we have two things. One is that this is not factual reporting. It's reporting a increased confidence. You know, it's not saying this is the case. It's saying there is an increased confidence, which could mean anything.
Fox News is reporting people feel a little bit better about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's very nonspecific.
Yeah.
The second thing is that even if all of this is true, then the reporting is that this was definitely not a bioweapon, which runs counter to all of Alex's narratives about the virus. A little later in the article, you get this line, quote, sources emphasized, as is often the case with intelligence, that it's not definitive and should not be characterized as such. Nice caveat. Then there's this line, quote, sources point to the structure of the virus in saying the genome mapping specifically shows it was not genetically altered. Most of this article, if actually read, runs counter to most of Alex's beliefs and rhetoric surrounding the coronavirus. All that matches is the perception that the headline promotes, which is really all Alex trades in anyway. All the stuff he's saying in that clip is based on this Fox News story, but he's pretending it's an AP article about them getting documents proving the virus came out of the Wuhan lab and the WHO is covering it up.
Yeah.
Simply put, that's lying. Whatever the exact reality of the genesis of the virus is, that's something we'll learn in the future. And the evidence that Alex has currently doesn't prove anything. He's just rambling and rolling.
Yeah, he's full of shit.
Yeah. So we get to move along here. And, Alex has got to make sure that no one blames Trump for this, all right?
I really think a lot of people, in fact, everybody should blame the guy who's at fault.
Well,
that's just me, though.
So here's the thing. If you're not going to blame Trump, got to blame somebody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Alex is insisting that in order to not blame Trump, we must make sure that we blame the UN.
As I predicted about a month ago, you're going to start hearing the White House come out and say, okay, it did come out of the lab. But then China is going to come out and say, yeah, but we worked with the deep state and Fauci. You gave it to us.
Really?
That's how they try to counter. But then we
by saying what you say,
the UN covered it all up and we blame it on them. That way they don't blame it on America and Trump. Plus, they're the ones that are guilty. But you must blame them. We're at war with China. Just get it out.
The
White House agrees.
Yes, what?
Just get it out in the open and deal with these Democrat traitors once and for all. It's them or us now.
That's
wow.
Great.
All right.
Great.
OK.
Yep.
All right. I'm gonna say that I'm altering our shelter in place order to, if you want a shelter in place, That's fine. Mm-hmm. And if you're a right-wing conservative, go back to work. Have a great time.
No, have a great time.
You guys love working.
No, go for it.
Yeah, come on.
I don't know if I've ever heard someone say, we need to take care of X for once and for all. And it not meant kill these things.
No. You need to take care of X once and for all means... bringing up the rich a little bit higher. That'll do it. That's taking care of it once and for all.
Seems strange. So, yeah, I mean, I think that you have, like, a pretty consistent line going on this that is, like, we're already at war with China, which I don't think there is a good outcome to that sort of talk.
Absolutely not.
It seems like should the people in charge of our country start picking up on this thread...
Yeah.
We would find ourselves in a not good geopolitical situation.
Yeah.
I can't help but think that this is what Alex wants. Like, it seems like he's the only person who's not only saying, like, well, you know, we got to. He's saying we are already at war with China.
Yeah.
Seems like he's pretty into it.
I mean, can you imagine if Trump came out and said that this was a Chinese bioweapon? And it was released in the United States. I can believe he would do that.
I could. Yeah, I could see
that. I
can
also believe that he would be like, and I guess we're at war now. Hooray! Like, this is insane.
I can sadly see something in one of his, like, weird briefings.
Oh, totally.
Going in that direction.
Yeah.
But what I can't see is, like, what happens after that.
No.
Like, I have no idea what would happen.
No, if Kushner or Stephen Miller just sends him, like, an InfoWars article and he's like, well, obviously this is true. We're already at war with China and I didn't know about it. Obviously, I need to tell the American people that we are at war.
Mm.
And I'm sure that everybody would take that fine. Take that fine.
So in this next clip, we get to Alex talking about how, like, they want to give you a vaccine for this coronavirus, COVID-19. Yeah. And it's really just because they want to give you a vaccine for the common cold or something. It's, again, his weird conflation thing.
Yeah.
But what's really fun about this is that Alex goes and he talks to people at the grocery store about a vaccine for the common cold, right?
Oh, yeah.
And they sound mysteriously like him.
And it is a real bioweapon. It is a real novel manufactured virus so that the multinationals can own it and finally have a vaccine for the common cold. But I'm going to cover that later. You see, you can't have one for the common cold. Everyone knows. I talked to them on the street. I go, why isn't there a vaccine for the common cold? Talked to three people this morning at stores. Two women and a man.
Stores.
And they both went.
Just stores.
The checkout clerks. They both go. All three go, well, because there's so many thousands of mutations of it. And three separate times they knew. I really felt good. Well, then how do they have one for this?
This is ridiculous.
I
love it when, like, he just has all these random NPCs in his head that talk back to him in his own dialogue.
It is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were checking me out. Obviously, we were all still sitting in a hot tub. They're the same three globalists from several years ago.
I don't believe he was even at the store. I don't even buy any of
this. I definitely don't believe he was at multiple stores.
Talking to three clerks, two ladies and a man. And I asked them, why can't you have a cold vaccine? Well, it's because it mutates all the time. And I said, you guys are smart.
Not one of them said, I don't care, man. Go away.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yup. So, you know, in terms of this whole thing, he's just saying that, you know, if you have the cold, if you have any cold, and you die, then you're counted as a COVID-19 death.
Sure, why not?
And he relates this to other revisionist medical history, let's say. And then he gives what I would describe as maybe the worst citation I've ever heard for medical information.
Okay.
Anybody dying that had cancer or a heart attack or diabetes or was already in a coma, that's most people dying. They are being counted as dying from COVID-19 if they have any type of cold virus in them. And people year-round have cold viruses in their body at any one time. That's why this is all so scripted, prepared from the start. just like HIV was a group of viruses they were using and different bio attacks they were doing, that they would just claim if you had the HIV virus, that's what did it. But it was really a whole constellation of other things. And I knew this when I was a little kid.
Stop knowing it. You're because an adult
my
now.
My dad was in the medical community, and he knew some people that worked for the government.
He was a fucking dentist!
And they told him point blank that that's what it was. But the point here, oh, and who was running that, Fauci, same guy.
Really?
By the way, those people that told my dad that were high-level CIA. And I was a little kid hearing this because my dad did dental work on some of those people. And I'll just leave it at that. But I grew up knowing all this stuff.
You're still a little kid saying this.
Man.
Like, it's ridiculous. My dad worked on CIA agents, and they told me that. Like, all right, whatever.
Okay, so here's the situation I see.
Yeah.
I see him working on a CIA guy's teeth, and he's just like, hey, so I heard something about HIV that it was a collection of virus, and then he's like,
CIA confirmed it.
Okay, I guess that's true then. Yeah. I think I'm going to share
CIA.
That with my son, who is 9.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to really make sure he knows that.
Yeah. So here, this is really important. This is something that I want to point out. This is such a good example of why Alex Jones is a pile of shit and no one should take him seriously, with or without looking into anything he says. Here, he's making a claim that runs counter to pretty much all well-accepted and documented history, that HIV is actually a group of diseases that the man just cooked up to cause a public health panic. It's pretty stupid, for a number of reasons. For one, the AIDS-HIV epidemic was basically ignored for years by the government health agencies, who viewed it as something that only affected gay people, so they didn't really care.
Yeah, fuck Reagan.
This is not the response you'd expect from the federal government if they had cooked up the disease to cause a public panic. That doesn't make sense. Even beyond that, they never did roll out an HIV vaccine, so that supposed goal that Alex is imagining they had for this plan was never achieved, which seems weird. If the problem-reaction-solution thing is true, that the globalists cause problems in order to be able to provide a solution to the reaction the problem causes in the public, then you'd think they wouldn't introduce a problem they didn't have a solution to. This is kind of a big question mark in Alex's dumb theory, which he's too stupid to even realize is there.
Yeah, it's an issue.
Now, past all that stuff, this is the point that I want to make. Alex is making a claim that requires evidence. It's not something that you would call common sense or widely accepted reality. Normally, when a competent person would want to make a claim like that, their evidence would be a study or a body of literature, possibly even just some highly credible person in the field whose work you could point to. Alex doesn't do that. When he makes this claim, he tosses it off as definitive and proven because his dad told him so as a child. That's a load of shit, and no one who's trying to do a good job would ever think that was good enough. It also tells me that Alex has never looked into this issue at all, because if he had, he would have a better citation for his conspiracy than my super cool CIA dentist father said so when I was a kid, so it must be true. Even if that's where this information came from, if it were real, he could make this story sound like something an adult might say by appealing to other actual sources. But he doesn't do that because he's bad at this, and he knows his audience will just accept my dad says so. Great.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think of all the things my dad said that didn't turn out to be true that I don't still believe just because my dad said
that. Maybe you should. You'd have
maybe
as much fucking credibility as this ding-dong.
Well, I mean, he did say that jerking off will send you to hell, and right now that is inconclusive for me, so it's possible that one may be right.
Jury's still out.
It's going to be some time before I figure the answer out to that
and
one.
It's going to be tough for you to report your findings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear stuff like that, and I'm just like, you fucking dick. Like, the part that really, like, I really get frustrated by is, I don't give a shit if his dad told him this when he was a kid. Like, I don't think good or bad things about that. But the fact that that's his reference means he has nothing else.
Nothing.
Because that's the worst.
Why would you
that's
need to look
into it? That's the worst reference.
Your dad was a CIA dentist. You don't need to look into things your dad says. It's obviously all true. He's in the John Birch Society.
Maybe. Might be. He's at least Birch adjacent.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the Dems, you know, globalists, need to be taken care of once and for all.
The Dems are in
there. They're out there telling you you need to wear a mask and you should be wearing a mask. But they're not doing that because of any kind of concerns for public health. They're doing that because they want to fight Trump who's trying to open the economy or something. This is all, again, still fairly repetitive,
yeah,
but there's new little wrinkles like anger at masks,
sure,
that are popping up. So there's that.
But the rollout and all of it is a hysteria and a hoax. And notice right as Trump and others begin to try to reopen the economy, the Democrats all announce, sorry, now you've all got to wear masks to leave your house. And then as Trump tries to reopen, they're going to go, no, actually, you're not allowed to go to the grocery store for a week or two. Get your food now, like Michigan's now doing, like California is set to do as soon as Trump tries to reopen. And we have that from the state police in California. That's called holding the country hostage.
These state police people in California actually went to Alex's dad for some dental work.
Absolutely.
And that's how we learned this stuff. So yeah, I don't know. I don't have much of a thought about any of this other than just like, all right, Alex, enjoy.
It's silly. It's silly. It's reactionary stupidity just on it. Like, I'm so sick of the liberals being correct about the coronavirus killing people that I'm willing to get people killed. That's it.
Yeah.
Like because they were on board with everybody like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, oh, it feels like it was itching in their skin. Just like, I don't like agreeing with the left. I just don't like agreeing with the left. We got to do something.
There's some of that. And then there's also some of it. There's like a thread that runs through it. That's like, everybody was saying these really high numbers, and then now it's only tens of thousands of people dead.
Yeah.
And like, in the United States, and you know, it's like the numbers aren't high enough. They were exaggerating. And like, you're just playing this counterfactual game. It's like, yes, those estimates were if we didn't do the things we're doing now.
Yep.
And Alex refuses to accept any of that stuff, and it's all just blah, 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 blah.
No, we've talked about this a million times. Yeah. Like, if the actions you take work, people are going to pretend that there was no problem in the first place.
Exactly.
In order to keep from learning a lesson,
and
then we do it all again.
And the fascinating thing is, I do recall a number of times people in public health positions coming out and saying things like, the ultimate goal is to look like we overreacted like crazy.
Exactly.
At the end of this.
Yes.
The goal is to make it look like we didn't need to do all that stuff.
Right.
Because that will mean that we have made this play out as smoothly as possible. And unfortunately, even if you prepare people with that expectation, like the goal is to look like we fucking overreacted.
Yeah, yeah.
It still doesn't matter. It still will be able to be used as like, there wasn't a problem to begin with, man.
Well, the thing about overreacting like that, and the thing that makes me so furious when people make that dumb argument of like the numbers aren't as high, is by overreacting as hard as we possibly can, we are going to save lives. That's and if we overact so hard that maybe that's 2 or 3 extra people who didn't need to die, don't die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's that kind of situation. And because so many people have died, they're willing to just take it as like, fucking the idiot Dr. Oz, which is like, send kids back to school. Only 2 or 3% are dying? Great. That's good shit.
I feel like I might
appetizing.
Have. I feel like I might have seen on Twitter him saying, "Hey guys, my bad on that."
Yeah,
one.
Exactly.
My bad.
Apologies. What an idiot.
Yeah. Well, who knows?
The right will believe a TV personality over an expert, no matter what.
Yep. That's why we have our president.
Exactly.
So Alex said in that last clip that the virus is a hoax. He's playing a real fine line on it because he's not saying that it's all fake, but you know, of course, everything surrounding it is a hoax. Because he has to make it very crystal clear that this is real.
There are real people dying from this virus, just like there are real folks that die from the cold every year, and it is souped up. But if you look at the graphs compared to other viruses, it's very weak. It's just communicable, so everybody ends up getting it, so we're all suspect, we're all bad, we're all involved in the hysteria, and accept the new way of life, which is the technocracy.
So it's all souped up, which is a fun,
what
vague,
does that mean?
Meaningless term.
Yeah, it's souped up. But they gave it some NOS.
Yeah. too early, kid.
Yeah, exactly. It's Fast and Furious.
Yeah. So hold on to that idea when he says, compared to other viruses, it's not really that bad. Because later in the episode, he's going to follow this thread, and he's comparing it to the bubonic plague.
Well, there we go. They didn't practice social distancing measures, Dan.
Right.
That was an issue for them.
He's comparing it to, like, the worst plague outbreaks in history.
Right.
So, like, yes, of course. Compared to that, not that bad.
I mean, it turns out when your only medicine is sense of smell and being like, this smells like plague. I'm going to stay away from it. Turns out it doesn't help.
I'm going to put on this mask with oils
in
it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's when you want to play a game where you compare this situation to smallpox, the plague, things like that, it's like, okay, you're playing a stupid game here. I don't know what point you're trying to make.
It's not as bad as malaria. That's killed everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, yeah.
But he will try and make that a little bit later.
Of course.
But for now, he's got to get mad at Bill Gates.
Ah.
Gates came out this weekend and said, yeah, 700,000 people have bad side effects. What?
What?
It's not 1 out of 10,000 have bad effects. You divide that into 7.5 billion, yeah, you get 700,000. It's tens of millions.
So this is something that Alex is taking from a highly and absurdly edited video of an interview Bill Gates did with CNBC back on April 9th. This is crucially important to understand. Alex is saying that Bill Gates came out and said in this interview that 700,000 people would get bad side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine, which Alex says is a cover-up, and it's actually tens of millions. Here's the actual clip from that interview that Alex is talking about.
The efficacy of vaccines in older people is always a huge challenge. You know, it turns out the flu vaccine isn't that effective in elderly people. Most of the benefit comes from younger people not spreading it because they're vaccinated, and that benefits on a community basis the elderly. Here, we clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people, and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000. You know, people who will suffer from that. So really understanding the safety at gigantic scale across all age ranges, you know, pregnant, male, female, undernourished, existing comorbidities, it's very, very hard. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed before that can be decided on.
So in context, it's very clear that Bill Gates is talking about the challenges that come with trying to produce an effective vaccine on a massive scale. The number that he chose was just arbitrary to describe the situation that is not good.
Sure.
So what you have there is just him describing, like, this is a challenge in terms of a large scale rollout of something like this. Typically, when people discuss challenges in a process, they aren't doing so to secretly indicate that they want to fail on those challenges. Generally, adults discussing difficulties in a process are doing so in order to give people a better understanding of what goes on in the work and what considerations experts are trying to balance. Alex is either unable or unwilling to recognize surrounding context because that surrounding context hurts the false narratives that he's trying to push. That's the entire game that's being played here. And that's why if you go and find the video of this that he uses, it's like little tiny cuts of Bill Gates saying, like, the flu vaccine is not effective in elderly people.
Sure.
It's like, okay, hold on.
I want to kill the elderly.
Right.
Like, yeah,
it might as well be. Like, it's really gross.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's mad at Bill Gates, which is whatever.
Sure.
Always happens.
Why not?
Now, this next clip, Jordan, this is great. This is one of my favorite things. So last week, Alex swore he was going to reveal QAnon.
Yes.
He did not.
No.
And this made me very mad.
Yeah.
In the meantime, he started talking to some QAnon people and maybe sounding a lot like QAnon.
No,
in a lot
get
of ways.
The fuck out of here.
In this next clip, Alex might as well be doing QAnon cosplay.
The patriots in our government have been waiting for an awakening to have a chance to turn this around and fix it. But they need us to have courage, and they need us to not freak out when Trump comes out and says, okay, traitors in our government transferred the weapons to China. They hit us with them. They did this to take us down, but we're arresting all these people, and they're going to get tried. But and it's okay. We're open for business again. We're not going to go to war with China, but we're going to shut off economic operations with them. And if they want to launch another bio attack, we're going to have a war with them. Because we're already there.
Fool me
China
once.
China's already moving in to invade Taiwan right now. They've announced it. They're already launched this bio attack with a deep state. Look at the timing, the background. I told you it came out of the lab. I told you they would shut the economy down and the West and East Coast would hold us hostage. Mm-hmm. I know the enemy, folks. I know their operations. I live this, okay?
So the entire conception of the QAnon world is that there are patriots fighting the deep state inside secretly. And then this Q fellow, he's been tasked with disseminating clues and information which would cause the Great Awakening so that the masses of enlightened people wouldn't be freaked out when the storm came and Trump arrests all his deep state enemies.
Secret indictments, Dan.
Right.
Secret indictments.
Alex is saying that patriots who are fighting the deep state need people like Alex to disseminate this information so the public won't freak out when Trump comes out and says, I've arrested all the Chinese secret agents.
Hey, hold
on. So it's slightly different, I guess. You know, it's just your flavor of the same cake. This is so laughable. The way that Alex is so mad at QAnon, but seems to be completely playing the same game.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're right, you're right.
Also, make no mistake about this. The only function of rhetoric like this, the only thing it serves is to prepare an audience to accept an authoritarian ruler. All it does is recontextualize power grabs and power consolidation as the dear leader striking back against the evil forces who work in the shadows. So you come to love your new king. The whole, you know, we're being trained to not freak out when the executive of the federal government does things that look a whole lot like the things a dictator would do. That line is not something you would have expected Alex to get to, but we're there.
Yeah, so. You know what I want to do is I want to demonize a certain section of the public, specifically based on geography or race, in order to consolidate power. And that's never gone bad before, Dan. I can't think of any situation.
Mm-hmm.
None. Yep.
So that's Alex doing QAnon cosplay, pure and simple.
Yeah.
And he keeps it up, because another big thing about the QAnon mythology is secret arrests. There's all these secret arrests that are going on. And apparently Alex is playing that game too.
And they're pissed because Trump is quietly arresting the Chinese communist agents and their collaborators by the hundreds. I'm not an authoritarian. This is an authoritarian attack by a foreign government.
So we got hundreds and hundreds of secret arrests that Trump is doing against these Chinese communist whatever.
That could not be more, I'm not bragging, and then he brags.
Yeah.
I'm not an authoritarian.
But we're
they're
fighting
authoritarian.
This authoritarian.
So we got to be authoritarian. It's the only thing that makes sense.
So Alex is thrilled that Trump is secretly arresting all these people, and he's wearing his little Q hat, and that's fun. But he's not saying to kill people. He needs to be very clear about this, because it sounds like the logical extension of a lot of the things that he says should be like, hey, go kill some people. But he is not saying that.
Okay.
He's saying Trump should go kill people.
Okay, good, good.
I'm not the one up here telling patriots to go kill people. I'm not going to go kill anybody. I'm saying to Trump and the Pentagon, listen, that's the best, quickest move. You can't
put
patty cake with these people, and you know that. China's going to move into Taiwan before the end of the year, probably sooner. And they've got sleeper cells all over the damn country. We're totally overrun. All you can do is decapitate the leadership.
I thought you said that they already were in moving into Taiwan. Now it's by the end of the year. Okay, whatever. So Trump's got to kill all the Chinese leaders or whatever.
I can't think of any situation where a leader of a country creating what are essentially going to be death squads, mm-hmm. preferably with Blackwater's involvement.
Sure.
I can't think of that
Stuart
ever
Rhodes
going
is gonna volunteer,
bad.
Yeah. Certainly.
Yeah.
He's already volunteered.
Most of the police are working with,
Mm-hmm. So in the past, the globalists have done things.
They're 10 years behind, though.
Right. But they've done things, and then it gets worse.
Sure.
And then whatever they do gets worse. Everything just keeps escalating to the point we're at now, where they've released a bioweapon, and it's, you know, all over the world.
Trump needs to secretly murder people.
But the problem is, what's after this? It's got to be worse,
issue.
Because this is worse than anything before.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it's just got to get worse.
Every attack gets logarithmically larger, and so the next attack, a bioweapon 10 times worse.
You could say it's over for humanity
during the State of the Union. I mean, Congress shouldn't be in session in the buildings. The president should never be in D.C. Now he should be moving around the country. I mean, we're in a total war, people.
Whoa.
The president should be moving around. Can we get a like permanent Air Force One flight that can always be refueled in air, and he just flies around the...
Not safe. Can't be in the air.
Maybe he should be... shoot him into space.
Maybe.
I think that would be a good idea.
Go to that Mars base that
Absolutely.
Alex loves so much.
He should only be able to tweet whenever he's over a satellite.
I foresee this being like a situation that like what Alex would like is like Trump is just a dictator from a bunker somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very highly technical, safe bunker.
Now, see, that's the best thing to do, because even if Trump dies, you can just say that he's...
And there's a hologram
of
him or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? It turns out Trump is infinite. He's eternal.
He unlocked all of those secret medbed technologies that don't exist, that we like to pretend to, so he lives on forever in this secret immortality bunker that he's in.
Right. Here's what he does. Here's what he does. He steals the technology from the technocrats that they already have to upload your brain into a computer.
Right.
And that way he will always control things.
But we know...
But it's good for him to use it and bad for them to use it.
But we know that they don't actually have that technology. It's a trick.
Right.
They just want to kill you and tell you that your brain's going
in. But secretly, they do have that technology. They only say they don't have that technology in order to do what they want to do, which is kill people.
Now, we've got to combine all of our worlds.
Sure.
So, you know where this bunker is?
Where?
Under the Getty.
Yes!
It's under the Getty Museum. Now,
and he would be hanging out with Nazis.
Everything comes full circle. All right. Whatever.
All right.
So, anyway, Trump should be moving around the country. Trump's got a lot of things he's got to do, and he's got to do them right.
Sure.
And he's not. But Alex thinks that there's some certain thing that if he doesn't do right, shit's going to hit the fan.
You better be ready with guns and ammo if the president doesn't make the right moves and we go into a civil war the globalists want. You've got to be ready with the Patriot governors and others. If the globalists get the federal government, then we'll have another original type civil war. This isn't even a civil war. This is just idiots that don't know that there's a war going on who join with Chinese globalist propaganda against their own interests in their own country. I don't know what you call this. This is a bunch of collaborator morons trying to sabotage their own country for a horrible authoritarian state that's killed 100 million people. They think you're weak. They think you're stupid. They're making a move on you right now. And again, I'll say this. We have storable food back in stock again.
Wow.
We're down to 4 to 6.
Motherfucker. Damn it. God damn it.
That is good.
We're going into total war with China. And that you need your guns. Absolutely. And let me tell you something. I got food for you. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. That wasn't even like a segue into an ad. That was as if the ad was the logical next thought of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There's no other explanation for what you need next.
That is embedded advertising. Man. That is so deeply inexorable from his content. It's just fucked up.
Yeah.
Also, I love the idea of original style civil war. like Coke Classic.
What would have happened if Charles Manson just decided to sell food buckets? I feel like we would be in the very similar position.
Probably something similar, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, turns out Jim Baker may be going under.
Good.
He has claimed that his payment processors do not allow him to accept credit cards anymore.
Fantastic.
So people have to send him checks or something.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I hope his compound crumbles.
Some people had requested that we do an episode about that, but I went to his archives and I don't know what episode that's in.
Yeah.
His most recent episode was with like David Horowitz. So I'm like, I'm not doing this. So I don't know. Maybe we'll check in on him eventually, but I'm not sitting through multiple episodes of his show in order to. Although, if Alex wasn't back in studio, we might have had to. I don't know. Yeah,
well, there's a lot of episodes. There's almost 100 trillion?
Mm-hmm. So, Alex gets back into... he does some ads to go out to break.
Sure, of course.
He comes back, gets down to business on some virus news. This is dumb.
We told you that Fauci and the NIH in 2012 through 2015 transferred the weapons to them. A chimera cold virus, highly transmittable, with nanotech gain of function, viral miniaturization technology.
Words.
Chimera insertion points on it so that it could be mutated rapidly by the Chi-Coms and mixed in with the bats, who were then ground up and fed to piglets.
Sure.
And the piglets that died... Meaning they got sick and had the viral bloom, would then be fed to other piglets and then fed to dogs to create a zoological transfer. It's very hard to get species to species with a new virus, but that's how they were able to do it.
Nope. I need a citation on any of that because that doesn't match up with stuff I was able to find, and I think he's just making shit up. I think Alex just read a headline about a recent preliminary study that theorized that dogs might have been an intermediary species between humans and bats in the chain of the virus. But honestly, that study has been roundly rejected by scientists who have looked at it and said the data in it does not support the conclusion that is being offered.
You know, I looked into it too, and the virus did look exactly like a lion with dragon wings and a tail of a scorpion. So I think he might be right on this one.
It's possible.
I'm just saying that there's a possibility.
So the thing that he's talking about the bats being fed to pigs thing.
That's fed to more pigs?
That's from a Daily Mail article about some research that is alleged to have been being done at the Wuhan lab. Like there is something that he's basing this on, but he's still adding this layer of then fed to dogs.
Yeah.
And saying that this is the genesis of the coronavirus is not, you can't, the available information doesn't support that. But the way he's presenting it makes it sound like a child. Although what he's doing is taking little disparate pieces of things that aren't connected and then connecting them.
Yeah, man, I just keep thinking if we had a spider that would just write some pig on there, they wouldn't feed it to a piglet. We would never have this virus.
Probably not.
Yeah.
So Alex is trying to really reestablish his credibility, and he's trying to go over like we've been right about all this stuff. So he's like going over old headlines to like really demonstrate how right he is.
Nice.
January 31st, coronavirus contains HIV insertion, stoking fears of artificially created bioweapon. Infowars.com, Zero Hedge, a major Indian universities. We're just reporting the truth. But see,
major,
the Indian university got threatened with all their funding being pulled. Didn't pull the research, just said we've been ordered to, and then now the Indian government says they believe China launched it on purpose.
Alex is just making that stuff up about the Indian university having funding threatened if they didn't retract a preliminary unpeer-reviewed study about the coronavirus. This is just what he needs to believe because he can't possibly build the narratives that he's building if he has to concede that the research behind that study was flawed and it didn't stand up to the scrutiny of other researchers. He can't deal with reality and keep his narrative, so he has to make up his own story to explain why the study was retracted that doesn't threaten the fiction that he needs to use to sell his shit. More interestingly, though, is this claim that India is now saying that China released the virus on purpose. That's not true. However, there is something real here that Alex is lying about. In March, a member of the Indian parliament named Manish Tiwari was posting around on social media about how China had released the virus as an attack. This was discussed in an article in the South China Morning Post about how India was seeing an uptick in conspiracy theory around the virus, with much of it drifting into some fairly racist territory. If that was the case with Tiwari's comments, I'm not sure. But the larger picture of the misinformation landscape in India was one of direct xenophobia and bigotry.
Yeah,
I'm going to need a better reference than that, but Alex doesn't provide any. So as it stands, it seems like this is just another thing Alex is fabricating because he's a liar.
Yeah, that does seem like a thing that Modi might think, though.
Maybe.
You know? Like in the same way that I'm sure who is actively trying to kill people, he probably is totally on that tip.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't see any announcements from the Indian government. Seems like it might be a little bit of a misrepresentation or exaggeration or lie.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, man. Alex doesn't like being so accurate, even though he's not really about anything.
And by the way, you think I like being accurate like this? I don't like this.
Me neither, man.
I wish COVID-19 didn't exist. I wish we all lived forever. But if it is going to exist, I wish it was naturally occurring. You think I want to go to war with the Shycoms?
Yes.
I want to have to go up against these people and have the Democrat dug-in party literally harassing my crew, harassing me, trying to put me in prison behind the scenes.
They're not. I do think you do want that. Everything I know about Alex leads me to believe, yes, absolutely, you want that.
Yeah.
Imagine. You want a war with something.
Yeah.
And constantly, like whether it's our own government or China, you'll take whatever it is, whatever manifestation of awful communists you can come up with, you want that war. If you were around in the Cold War, you would have been like, let's make it hot.
Yeah, yeah.
This is just who you are. This is the world you exist in.
Well, he would have said make it hot if there was a Republican president. He wants a big war. Uh-huh. So Trump can just essentially what better way than war with China to be like, I'm president for a while. We're doing this thing and then we'll see what happens.
I would say that if a Democrat was in office during the Cold War and they decided to attack the Soviet Union directly, Alex would be fine with it.
Yeah.
I think he would make peace with the left-right paradigm.
They're communists. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, there's some misfortune in the InfoWars world. And that is that one of Alex's staff members, they have a sister, right? And his sister won't talk to them anymore.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Shun them. Everybody who works at Fox News, shun them.
I assume there's more to the story than Alex is bringing up. And I think he's making stuff up about family member who has exiled this other.
Alex is making stuff up.
Excommunicated family member.
I have crew that I've that one crew member's worked here 18 years.
This is Rob Dew.
His sister will not talk to him because he works here now. And she says she hopes Xi Jinping crushes us and worships Xi Jinping.
That sounds
sick,
right?
People, folks. These are sick people.
I think the beginning of this falling out happened because of the Boston bombing.
Yeah.
Because Rob Dew,
he was lying about her husband. Yeah.
Who was at the race.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just like from then on they haven't talked, but I remember it being a thing where they won't return Rob's phone calls
anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe they patched that relationship up then she was hey, now you work for a guy who's actively murdering people. And Rob Dew is like, I'm sure you support China and you want to. And she's like, I fucking love Xi Jinping. I worship him. Clink.
I would assume that Alex getting on air and saying that she worships Xi, probably not going to help the relationship.
It's not going to help him patch things up. It
probably
really
not.
No.
And I wonder if I'm being too hasty in my assumption that it's Rob Dew, but I don't think there are many people who've been there 18 years other than him.
I think it's...
He's been around a long time.
Maybe there's a cameraman.
I can't imagine.
No, I imagine the turnover is high there.
Has Rob Dew been there that long? I feel like he's been around for as long as... He's been there a long time. He was their news director.
Does Alex have a sister?
Yeah. Well, he has an adopted sister who I know he refers to as Korean adopted.
Yes. I've heard that before. She should not talk to him anymore.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's Rob Dew. Yeah. But anyway, who cares?
Okay.
Alex has some feelings about the director general of the World Health Organization.
Sure.
And they're not good feelings. He has bad feelings about him.
Of course.
It's not that we're that smart. It's that we'll tell the truth. All the rest of the media, when they knew it, in fact, that's in the AP report, leaked from the World Health Organization to the Associated Press. We're not denying it, that they knew and covered it up. And then the head of the World Health Organization, an admitted communist, his party affiliation is Communist Party, Ethiopia. He was involved financing bombings on Christian churches. On record. He's proud of it. The guy will blow your churches up, okay? Even better just to say you can't go in them.
The World Health Organization has plenty of room for criticism. And I think that when we have the gift of hindsight, it will be an interesting process to review how things were done, to find places where there's room for improvement on how international responses are handled in regards to international crises. That said, the documents Alex is referring to have nothing to do with the World Health Organization cover-up of the virus, and this is honestly just the latest in the Trump cult's desperate attempt to divert attention from their dear leader's failings to handle the situation responsibly back when it could have made a huge difference.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly interested in this at this point. However, when there's more information and a clearer picture, I'm open to revisiting the World Health Organization response in a more holistic fashion.
Right.
For now, all the stuff I can find is like that goes this direction is just clearly partisan attacks being used to defend Trump from well-deserved criticism.
Yeah. The thing I think about with this anytime I get angry enough to get there is this was such an opportunity for peace. Like, this was such an opportunity. If a president had come out and been like, we know everybody's fucked up. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to suspend all of this shit, and we're giving aid to Iran. We're giving aid to all of these people. We're making sure that these people finally think we're not the shitbags that have blown them up for the past 20 years or whatever.
We ought to give aid to Iran, like ease the sanctions that are making it harder for them to deal with it. Yeah,
and then just be like, hey, we'll fight wars later.
Yeah.
You know?
There'll be a time for bickering, and it is not now.
Yeah. It would have been incredible how much better the world would have
leadership.
Seen us. Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad.
Fuck.
So the leader or the head of the World Health Organization, Tedros, he was a part of the cabinet in Ethiopia as the Minister of Foreign Affairs previous to his position in the World Health Organization. He was in an administration run by the EPRDF, or the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. This was a coalition of four different parties, and it was actually dissolved in 2019. Regardless, it should be noted that the EPRDF rose to power in Ethiopia in the early 90s. And you know how they rose to power? The People's Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, which was the communist-run state as it existed at the time, was overthrown.
Ah.
Because there were a coalition of four different parties, it's kind of challenging to nail down the exact character of the EPRDF, but it's a little reductive to just call them communists. I know that's how Alex would see them, so whatever. It's not really worth arguing, but it deserves pointing out that this is an elementary level understanding of the politics that go on in other countries.
Sure.
Whatever atrocities might have taken place during the Ethiopian Civil War or the Eritrean War of Independence, it's pretty well accepted that a large number of them were carried out by the existing Ethiopian government, who the EPRDF were against. It's not to minimize any of the things that do happen during wars, but I don't think that Tedros was involved in bombing any churches.
Hey, you know, the old quote is, the tree of liberty needs to be watered with an authoritarian military coup every now and again, you know?
Mm-hmm. I need Alex to demonstrate his claims anyway, seeing as in the late 80s and early 90s, Tedros was in college and not an insurgent or anything. But, I mean, if Alex wants to make these claims, it's fine. He's never going to have any consequences for them.
No.
So, whatever.
No one cares.
Nope. So, Alex makes an announcement in this next clip that I think will be bad if he follows through with it.
Okay.
But I don't know how anyone's
going to
stop
him. I'm going to eat a Q follower on air next week unless Q bows to me.
I wish. That would be so great.
So, going under the peer pressure of wearing a mask or playing along with this is suicide. That's why we will have demonstrations in Austin for the governor to reopen things immediately. And I'll announce them soon. I've just been waiting for the people to be ready and to start having mass demonstrations all over the country. We can roll some B-roll footage if you like. This amazing drone footage that's on Infowars.com. Stunning aerial footage of Michigan lockdown. Protest.
So, I mean, I feel like this is just sort of the logical conclusion of the anti-vax mindset.
Okay.
We're going to have mass demonstrations during a time when it's unsafe to do so.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. I am.
You're personifying the threat in a way that's like really just a danger to everybody.
Yep.
It's very selfish and stupid.
It's the quote from earlier from Bill Gates is like, young people getting the vaccine is going to help keep old people from getting it because the vaccine is less effective.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, we're right here where it's like, if you guys just stop doing dumb shit, you're going to be better for the world.
Yeah.
And now you're doing this dumb shit, then you're going to fucking ruin it.
And also, like, because of the reality of how dangerous mass gatherings can be during this time that we're in, like, what you doing things like this only makes it more likely that you will see the authoritarian crackdown or the optics of it that you are prophesying and so afraid of.
Yeah.
It's a self-perpetuating nonsense
machine.
It's almost like
a problem-reaction-solution situation.
Almost like that.
It's almost exactly like that.
Yeah. Almost. So Alex wants his enemies to be hanged.
Of course.
Particularly Tedros at the World Health Organization.
Yeah, why not pick a low level or a mid level or whatever the world
is? The director general.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Then never mind.
You know, he's high level.
Okay, good.
And then also Xi.
And now we're in a civil war with the globalist openly trying to block.
Now we are.
Our economy reopening, saying corporations in an alliance with blue states and cities under the UN direction will not open until the UN says so. So Trump goes after the head of the UN because that's a globalist who's been caught covering up the bioweapon release and trying to get the Chinese into the country when they had it to spread it to do this. Mm. But because Trump ignored what they said and ignored the federal judges and blocked the Chinese coming in, it was much less. And now they don't have the big death toll these dirty filthies wanted, do they? These scum. That guy shouldn't be fired. He should be arrested on war crimes of bioweapons. And after he's convicted, hang his ass by the neck until dead. And I want to go overthrow China and hang Xi Jinping's ugly ass as well. You attack us with weapons, you die.
So I think Alex is for regime change.
Get that man a plane right now. Get that man a plane so he can take care of this problem for us.
Think you go.
All we need is him. We got a one man army. Man.
I could see this being a really disappointing 80s action movie. Alex.
Alex Jones, First Blood.
Alex's thick neck goes over to China, tries to overthrow the Communist Party.
We've been trying to shoot him, but his neck is too thick. Gee, we're done for.
Ka-tunk. Just lodges in that neck.
He's like Juggernaut. There's nothing we can do.
I do respect a guy who has the balls to come on air and be like, I don't want war. I want to overthrow their government. Like all the same shows. All right, whatever. Yeah. So Alex goes out to break. He comes back and he realizes, like, I've been really into covering the news this episode. I've been so into covering the news that there's news I haven't gotten to. And this is frustrating for him.
I'm sorry.
So
he nearly spit.
He has to get into something that he's not been able to get into because he's been so busy with the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I have been so hot and heavy on the news of which I'll cover when we come back in the next segment, that I've not gotten into some of the most important areas that need to be covered just for listeners and just for viewers, and it's a very symbiotic message, and I've been so busy I've not had time to cut ads, so I'm going to cut an ad live right here on
It really did sound like he was going to get to a news story that was important that he couldn't get to, but it was, I've done enough ads. He did that really offensive ad pivot earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It caught you so off guard. He's been doing plenty of plugging.
I was at this place. The moment he said that, I was like, either this entire segment is going to be him rambling or this is an ad. There's no other option.
Oh, it's an ad.
If he says, I need to get to the news, that's the only situation we're in.
Mm-hmm. It's an ad. And it's for the food.
Of course.
Food buckets. They're back on sale. And there's a reason for this. And there's actually a revealed reason for why shipping times were so high and why they needed to stop taking new orders.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that when we get to it. But for now, Alex is like, you gotta get this food. And the reason is, like, it might be time to bug out.
I've not ever gone out and gotten a piece of property or gotten ready, even though I knew it was needed, because I've been on so much on the offense. And I still think we're going to win this fight. But the last few weeks, I knew all this was coming. And I got to do it for my children. And I just can't be in Austin during this type of stuff. And so in case they're able to have the full shutdown of the economy happen and beyond even depression, I went ahead and talked to some family and had some property and stuff and have gone and helped get that ready and everything and have got that stocked up and prepared. So bunkers. For the first time ever, I have had to actually move into defense mode and prepare a retreat.
So for the first time ever in the last few weeks, he got some property together. Oh, wait, what was this from January 31st of this year?
I'm a father. I've got to be in charge. I'm trying to prepare for the future. You know, I've got a little armored redoubt outside town, you know, 4 or 5 acres with a gun safe and food, because I'm not living in fear. I'm living empowered.
It's all just bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all just bullshit, but he wants to express that now is the time that this is getting serious. This is the time that I've had to make an armored redoubt, which I've never done, but I've talked about having all this time or whatever. So you're either lying before or you're lying now in order to escalate the mood. I'm not sure what it is, but whatever it is, it's a hallmark of some dishonest presentation.
Oh, yeah. I see an issue here, right? Okay. If it's time to bug out, shipping times are 4 to 6 weeks, Dan. Do you see an issue here?
Do you
it
think
is
that
time to bug out, you but think, you gotta wait. You gotta wait about a month. To
do
get
you think
your
food. That your redoubt doesn't have a drop ship address?
I do. Otherwise, what's the point?
Wow, that's a problem for you.
Fair.
Not
that's
for
my
Alex.
Fault. That's my fault.
So it's time to prep it up.
That's where the country is. You're in a total civil war, lawlessness, total evil, mutinous blockades of the West and East Coast run by Chi-Coms that killed 100 million people. So they mean business, so do we. But for my children, for my family, I'm a talk show host. I'm not going to be a military leader in this fight. I am preparing my evacuation. You always prepare an evacuation at times like this.
So that clip sounded really interesting to me because as he's in the middle of this plug for his storable foods, Alex is drifting off into this whole thing about how he's gotten this redoubt going outside of town because that's just how serious things have gotten in the last few weeks. And he's not a general. He's a talk show host. So he's getting ready to evacuate. It's weird because he constantly talks about how he's a general. He's the first to hit the barbed wire. Yeah. If they destroy him, they destroy him. Doesn't seem like it is in his nature to be like, hey, you know, sometimes it's time to evacuate. I'm just a talk show host. All I do is talk shit. No, that's counter to the entire ethos of Alex's thing.
No, haven't you been listening? Look, InfoWars is the butt of the spear, Dan. They come in the behind. They're
sometimes
the last ones there.
Gotta get back.
They branded the butt of every spear now.
But this is so stupid. Like the whole like no retreat. Up against the globalists, we're the front line. What the fuck are you doing? Time to retreat.
Nothing is more, Alex.
I'm
going to fight this. Oh, shit, there's a real problem. I have a redoubt, guys. I'm a talk show host.
I made millions of dollars off you all, and I can afford a redoubt.
You can't because I have your money.
Exactly.
I literally drink your milkshake.
So as I was hearing this, which I know is all bullshit, another thought struck me. Alex hasn't been selling his zinc on this episode at all. Not one mention of it.
I wonder why.
You know what else? Not one mention of hydroxychloroquine or that horse paste that the health ranger was pushing.
That's odd.
It's probably a coincidence, right?
I think so.
I mean, it must be a coincidence that at the end of last week, Alex got a very stern warning letter from the FDA telling him in no uncertain terms that the way he was marketing his products was in a way that was, quote, intended to mitigate, prevent, treat, diagnose, or cure COVID-19 in people, which according to them makes them drugs, not supplements.
Yeah, it only took them 3 weeks for them to listen to one of our episodes.
This letter is very clear, and it points out specific instances of Alex going past the line in his sales pitches, and it gives him 48 hours to get in contact with them and describe, quote, the specific steps you have taken to correct these violations. Include an explanation of each step being taken to prevent the recurrence of violations, as well as copies of related documentation. Failure to immediately correct the violation cited in this letter may result in legal action, including, without limitation, seizure and injunction. This letter is explicit that if Alex doesn't reach out to them and show how he's correcting his actions, the FDA might fuck around and seize his products. Later in the letter, they further say that failure to operate in line with the FTC Act, quote, may result in legal action seeking a federal district court injunction, and an order may require that you pay back money to customers.
Ooh.
The FDA could make Alex refund all of the sales of his silver products and possibly others if he was found to be selling them inappropriately, which could completely destroy his business.
God, if there were fun people, here's what would have happened. They would have sent this exact letter, and then they would have sent an email with our drop saying it's time to pray. Now, that would have been golden.
That would be nice.
That would have been
maybe
golden.
Spiteful.
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
So it's got to be a coincidence that he got that letter, then he was gone from his show for 3 days of the next week, and then he comes back mysteriously. He isn't promoting his medically dubious products.
That's
odd. He's yelling at everyone. He's not yelling about the hydroxychloroquine being the greatest thing in the world anymore.
Crazy.
Weird.
Yeah, that is
so weird.
And instead, he's, I would almost say, angrily and petulantly threatening to start a war with another country, maybe because he's personally feeling bad.
Well,
Dan?
To be fair, he... You know, that's not totally out of character
for him. No, it's not unusual, but screaming, I want to go to China and overthrow the government and hang Xi Jinping might be a little bit more excessive than
usual.
Maybe
a little.
Yeah.
To be clear, though, I have no idea what's actually going on behind the scenes. I just think that these coincidences seem a little suspicious
Could be.
To me. The timing of these things when I hear Alex being like, hey, man, sometimes you got to retreat. I'm just a talk show host. Yeah. I'm not going to be a general in this war. Yeah. It's so against what he's been all about.
Yeah,
it really makes me think like he knows he's done.
Yeah.
And I know that I've gotten that feeling a number of times in the past, and it's not been fully accurate, or he's been able to Dukes of Hazzard his way out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that to me seems like a guy who is giving up.
It is hard to jump the General Lee over the FDA. Mm-hmm. It's a very big building.
Yeah. And one of the things that makes me think that like this is a little bit more sincere than other times mm-hmm. is he comes back in after talking about this stuff, and he seems to be like completely freaking out.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And these criminal globalists have this country in a stranglehold. And so many Americans love the cowardice. They love getting into it. They love being roped like a dope. They enjoy it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm unable to do the show at this point. I'm just going to do it. There's not a fighting spirit is the problem in America. And I just, it's like the, everybody's in a daze, and a lot of people are waking up. So I should be more positive, but I've got some special reports I'm going to air, and I'm going to decide if I'm coming back or not. This isn't some new drama thing I'm doing. It's just, people don't know the times they're living in.
You better hope this is some new drama thing you're doing.
Jesus. This is a new drama. I'm going to leave and maybe I'll come back. Uh-huh. Because I'm a professional talk show host.
There is no fighting spirit in the country anymore, which translates to sales are down.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed off about it. So I'm going to go away and maybe I'll come back if you buy things. All I hear. This is so pathetic.
It is funny to exemplify the lack of fighting spirit while you're complaining about it.
Oh, that is true.
There's no fighting spirit in America anymore. So I am going to leave and not fight.
Yeah. So Alex, he's concerned about this lack of fighting spirit. He starts fake crying about how stupid people are now.
Sure.
Now. I just don't know anymore. And you look how childlike and stupid people are everywhere. And they just don't have any light in their eyes because they watch TV all day and they live in a fantasy land. And so people are in a sleep state.
So that's not as overt of a fake crying thing, but there was a fake crack in his voice there for sure. So he's just like, oh, these stupid people watching TV. They're all dumb, and they don't have the light in their eyes anymore.
Worst.
It's stupid.
They have reflected light from the TV in their eyes.
I would suggest that 95% of the things Alex references are TV shows and movies.
Well, I mean,
so maybe he's watching too much TV.
You gotta watch TV.
I don't know. So Alex is mad. He's got to play these special reports, and he might come back. Might not. And so he intros the special report he's going to go to. And this is just so fucking funny.
Here's a little piece that Darren McBrain put together, 5G conspiracy theory debunked. It's pretty funny. It's not very good for radio. But we're TV centric, even though most of our audience is radio. Whatever thought going into the fact that we're mainly audible. It's always visual. But see, that's a target distortion issue.
No, that's called doing a bad job.
Yeah, that's a bad
target distortion issue.
What we're doing is marketing to different people than the ones who listen to our show.
Right.
That's our goal.
Hey, this thing I'm about to play, real bad for radio. Should have thought this through because most of the people listen to this as opposed to watch my video. Oh, boy.
It's like
target distortion issue.
It's like when you're listening to a comedy album and you can totally see that there's a visual bit because you can hear everybody start laughing and you don't know why.
Yeah.
But so you know that the comedian did something. There is an album that is entirely that. That's what he's about to play.
More or less, yeah. But not an album. It's just a dumb special report. So Alex, he isn't gone for too long. He does cool his head or whatever, and then he comes back. And of course, he's coming back, so he's got to kind of apologize for being a dick.
By the way, Alex Jones here back live. Total transparency, total reality here. The crew is awesome. And I'm being a jerk on air and off air right now, okay? And I pray to God to make me not be like this. I was so angry yesterday, driving back from having to get an emergency area ready for my family.
Talk to the FDA.
I literally had to pull over the side of the road and just pray to God to have me have peace, because
it is time to pray.
I'm not afraid. And I don't feel sorry for myself. I'm really angry. More angry than I've ever been. That this is so ridiculously obvious. A bioweapon launched by the deep state against America to stop our recovery and to stop getting our country back and to bring in forced inoculations and medical tyranny.
So obvious.
Wow. Wow. That's bad.
Yeah. That's tough. He's angry.
Does he realize we're 4 years into getting our country back and we still haven't gotten our country back world?
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
I would say that when someone is like, I'm not afraid, but also I'm going to go hide out on a redoubt. It's a conflicting message.
No,
a
lot of people bug out because they're just so mad. Oh, I'm so mad at you people. I'm going to my armored redoubt.
I think some people might do that.
That's true.
I would say Alex is afraid, but he's afraid of consequences.
He's never had to face them before.
Yeah, I mean, that FDA letter is pretty stern, and he does still have to go to court for various things. He has various lawsuits that are all still pending. He has the DUI situation that's, as far as I know, still not fully resolved.
Yeah.
Like, he's got issues. I would be angry about that, too. And I don't think he wants any of that to come out on air.
No, I doubt it.
So that leads him to have to get off air sometimes.
We're in the party.
And then come back and apologize on air because he doesn't want his essential staff to quit.
We're in the latter part of Scott Stapp's Behind the Music. We're right there.
It's grim. So Alex can't handle this on his own.
Yeah.
And so we get a return of someone we haven't seen in a very long time. He's a steady hand. And by steady, I mean boring as shit.
David Knight?
You bet.
Oh, no.
David Knight's with us for the rest of the hour. I have a stack of articles, a stack of videos. I have it. One thing is I get ready for hours for the show, just like David does. And I've counseled David. He gets mad behind the scenes, too. To not
Sir,
study so
I would
much.
Like to get a
that
word.
Sounds like an oxymoron. It sounds stupid, but we read so much stuff and are all totally loaded before we come on the show with information. And then you're so pissed that it's hard to even operate.
So I love that. I love that idea. Alex is like, I have told David Knight to study less.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just this thing where you study these things and you're fully ready to go and you get fucking mad. I don't know what I would call that. I would call that a lie if I was looking at it. But at best, most generous description I would say of that is a lack of focus.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it.
If you have prepared for hours and you're fully ready to go, make all your points, and then you're unable to because you get mad, that means your eyes are not on the prize. Your head's not in the game. You need to get focused.
Listen, I spent 4 hours writing up that report for you. I really thought it was a good idea. And then I got so mad I lit my computer on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do anything about that? No consequences? Cool.
Sweet.
Just going to keep doing that. Thanks, mm-hmm. boss.
Yeah. So David Knight comes on. He's boring as hell. But there's some little things that he brings up that are like, whoa, that's strange. And one of them is he's talking about that gentleman, the professor at Harvard, Charles Lieber, who got arrested for lying about his involvement with the Chinese recruitment program.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. I don't really care about a whole lot of the stuff that they have to say. But David Knight makes one claim, and I think it's super important.
They paid him a lot of money to essentially set this up, and he's now been arrested for espionage. So
I don't care to get into the nitty-gritty details about the Charles Lieber situation since we touched on it on a previous episode, and from everything I can tell, it has nothing to do with the current virus situation. I wanted to play that clip to demonstrate how everyone at InfoWars plays fact games. Lieber was not arrested and charged with espionage. According to a press release from the Department of Justice, he was, quote, arrested this morning and charged by criminal complaint with one count of making a materially false, fictitious, and fraudulent statement. There's a difference here, and it's an edge that dum-dums like Alex and David Knight like to play both sides of. I can see this case and think that the reason that Lieber made this false statement to investigators is because he was doing something that he didn't want them to know about. That's the most likely explanation, but that doesn't rise to the level of espionage. And he wasn't charged with espionage. InfoWars wants it to be an espionage situation, so they just say that it is. Conversely, consider the case of Roger Stone. Some of the things he was charged with were lying to investigators. Obviously, he was doing that to cover for something he didn't want them to know about. But InfoWars doesn't want that to be their situation there, so in that case, they pretend that lying to investigators is a bullshit charge. And that's just how you jam someone like Roger up. They want it both ways because they don't operate in reality. This is a purely narrative-advancing, money-making operation. And little things like that really show how it's just something that's in the DNA of how this business runs. David Knight's supposed to be the boring, scholarly one around here, and here he is, lying about what Charles Lieber was arrested and charged with because it suits the narrative better. That's how they play.
Yeah, well, okay, let's try this. It's a bullshit charge in either direction. So they charged him with lying to investigators, and that was because they couldn't charge him for espionage. They don't have enough evidence for espionage. And they charged Roger Stone with it because they don't have any evidence of anything. See?
Or
it makes perfect sense.
Or Roger Stone was doing espionage.
Okay, well, yeah, he was almost certainly doing that. Yes, of course he was.
All of this is just, it's just trying to have cake and eat it as well, as they say. So Dave Knight brings up another little tidbit of information that hasn't been brought into our sphere through Alex yet. So let's let him bring this up.
And when we look at, we just had an Israeli mathematician, a former general, come out and say, I reported this today. He said, it doesn't matter what you do. He's looked at all the different countries and he says, whether you go total draconian or you do nothing at all, it lasts for about 40 days at 70 days. It peaks in 40 days. In 70 days, it goes to about zero. It doesn't matter what you do.
And that's what virologists always say. They always run their course.
Yeah.
So this is about a man named Isaac Ben Israel, who has recently come out and claimed that no matter what you do, there's just this progression that the virus takes in every country, and that you can't justify shutting down economies because it won't make a difference. His comments and analysis have received a whole lot of blowback, ranging from, you don't understand epidemiology, to, what about the localized data in places like New York and around Italy that seem to contradict your conclusions? From what I can tell, his perspective is not one that's widely respected by anyone in the medical community, nor anyone in the public health world, so perfect expert for Alex to cite.
Yeah, my response is not either of those. My response is just, go fuck yourself. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, virus is just, it's just 40 days, man.
What kind of dumb shit does that, hey, viruses, they know. They've got 70 days.
If you do,
they just know.
If you do nothing, then the transmissions will just end.
Yeah, at 70 days. That's how long viruses live for.
Cool.
Right, Dan?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So Alex earlier was saying that the Democrats want you to wear masks because they want to fight back against Trump trying to open the economy.
Sure.
But you know what? Masks are also another way that Alex can open up an economy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Start selling
masks?
Yeah.
We are already rush manufacturing InfoWars.com mask, and we're also rush manufacturing some that say COVID-19 is a hoax, so that you can exercise this out in the open. I'm going to go to local stores as soon as I have time, wearing a Gore mask, a paper bag over my head. This is all ridiculous. It's an act of subservience.
Okay, man. Enjoy those publicity stunt videos you probably won't actually end up making. I would assume he won't.
He's not going to go to a store wearing a Gore mask.
I would assume not.
No, he has to have his face uncovered because he's so beautiful, Dan.
Although I will predict that he will follow through with COVID is a hoax masks.
100%.
Which is kind of, again, sending a mixed message.
Yeah, he's jumping on the bandwagon too late for that one, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in this next clip, we get to where Alex brings up those other plagues in order to minimize the current coronavirus.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Let's scroll up, though. HIV to present, 35 million. The third plague, 12 million. It goes on. Oh, but oh, look. Look up here. 5.6 million smallpox outbreak. Spanish flu, 40, 50 million. That was 1918, 1919. Plague of Justinian, 50 million. Let's keep going up here. So they can zoom in on that one little area, COVID-19 right here, and they got your whole universe zoomed into this. give up all your rights, never leave your house again, even though it'll cause a worldwide depression and starve hundreds of millions to death. Just the whole universe is that. And if you've got blinders on, that's all you're looking at is this, you think it's the end of the world.
A couple of thoughts. First, Alex has no idea what the plague of Justinian is.
I was going to say, I thought that's what it was.
Nope. Justinian. one of the reasons to focus more on the current day situation than things that have happened in the past is that whatever the death toll is from the plague outbreak, the bubonic plague way back when, can't really do anything about it.
No, can't fix it.
This is something that you can minimize the amount of deaths that end up coming from it, and you can make it so it never gets to the point where it's a plague of Justinian,
right,
that history remembers, and Alex knows everything about for sure.
You know what I think it might be is, what if all of these plagues happened and there were millions of people dead, and then they were like, what if we built an organization specifically dedicated to keeping this from happening again?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a really smart move to do that.
Would this be some sort of an organization for like health in the world?
I think that would be a good place to start.
Yeah.
And then instead of millions of people dying because you're not as dumb as people in the past, you don't have that again.
Yeah, Alex is seeming to not recognize that like a lot of those things have helped create the medical state that we live in now. Medical advances were, you know, what is it? Necessity is the mother of invention.
Exactly.
That kind of thing have led us to the place we are now.
Dude, you want to go back and live in the Renaissance? Fucking do it. Go for it, Alex.
Right. I mean, yeah, you put blinders on and all you see is this. It's like, well, I mean, yeah, it is historically relevant and interesting to talk about outbreaks of the past.
Yeah.
But in terms of saying, like, that one was so big, this one's not even that big a deal, it's a dumb conversation. I don't really even fully understand the point he's trying to make. I have a difficult time figuring out what the next step of that is.
I feel like the point he's trying to make is one he's making by accident, which is people in the past were dumb, and people who are telling us not to get another plague are smart. And he doesn't like that.
Well, that is a conclusion you could come to.
Yeah.
And it's one that I would agree with. Let's not have another smallpox.
That could be a good idea.
So in this next clip, it's really interesting. David Knight's there, right? David Knight brings up hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, no.
Now.
And Alex throws a box of tissues at his face.
I'm not sure. This is really the only point in the episode where it comes up, or zinc.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that I think is really interesting is that I think Alex moves off the topic pretty quickly.
Okay.
Whereas in the past, I think you would have heard a bit more on the subject. And then Alex starts plugging other products.
Oh, yeah.
So I just talked about a Texas doctor who stopped a nursing home from becoming another one of these hotspots like they did in Washington to get that happen. He said, look, I gave everybody hydroxychloroquine. I asked him, I had 50-some-odd patients, and 36 of them said,
well,
yeah,
that's
we want
another
to do that.
Big tell.
Nobody had any side effects. But everybody got well.
That's another big tell. They didn't want anybody to have hope.
Yeah.
Or know about zinc or vitamin D3 or vitamin K or vitamin A.
Or C, yeah.
They didn't want you to know about. They didn't want you to have any hope. Saying there's
or
nothing.
Stem cells. Even stem cells.
They all right, we got to go to break. We're going to come back. But I just want to tell listeners something. People are like, okay, then why are you pushing supplements? Everybody needs winter sun, 50% off vitamin D and K, period. Everybody needs vitamin mineral fusion, 50% off. Everybody needs X3 about to sell out, very close to selling out, 60% off. Look,
you just brought up zinc. You should probably sell that.
Look into good, clean, high-quality iodine and the major deficiencies that are out there. But here's what you really need. You need storable food.
See, I feel like that's different.
There was no red pill in there.
No, there wasn't. There wasn't the real red pill.
That's odd.
And I feel like in the past, when we heard things like stories about hydroxychloroquine being effective or
we
potentially effective
directly to zinc.
Right. Hey, that's just like quinine that's in tonic water. Everybody's got to drink tonic water. That's what they gave people back in the military days.
Of course. Yeah.
And it's like something's changed. The way that he's like, all right, let's go to plug other things.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah.
Feels different.
It's very obviously different.
And Alex is back to plugging the food a bunch. And it turns out, I believe it's in this clip, but with the reality of what happened is that the people weren't able to take as many orders because there was an increased demand that Alex had, and all of these other ding-dongs had artificially created.
Of course.
So there was this increased demand. And in order to supply what they needed to, My Patriot Supply opened up multiple other packaging facilities.
Sure, sure, sure.
So in the period when they were getting these up and running, they weren't able to take as many orders.
Right.
And now they have these up up and operating. So now they're back to like that 4 to 6 week gotcha. Delivery window.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All the other distributors are lying to you. We have the biggest, we have the best, because the other places can't be trusted. They're the biggest and the best because they do what they say they're going to do. They had to pause sales because they wanted to open more factories and get all the orders out on time or before. Now they've been able to do that, and they are actually ahead of schedule, though they said, please don't say it. And I had to convince them. I said, just admit you're a few weeks ahead. And they go, well, a few orders, we might be right on time, but we are way ahead. It's really 4 weeks, but don't tell them that. And I said, let me tell them 4 to 6 weeks instead of seven, okay? Because people want to know this. It doesn't matter.
I talked to my boss. He's got a really good deal for you. He told him, no, we can't. I don't know about that. But I talked to the boss, and
I think you're going to be driving out of here in that Prius, my friend.
This is such used car dealership shit.
I love that he's talking about how they're so trustworthy, and that's how Alex operates, because the first thought I had was like, Diamond Gussets, random jeans. That's what they always deliver. Something.
Look for the home game gorilla.
Yeah, exactly.
The thing too is that I wonder if this is a good move on their part. These better be temporary facilities.
Yeah.
Because there will come a time when you will not need those extra factories.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know what their business plan is, but that might be an overextension.
I would think that the one lesson that you should have learned by now is that bubble economies are a bad idea.
Alex has said that before.
Yeah.
And it turns out this, at the same time, you should ride the bubble.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But you shouldn't keep these assets in the form of like these extra factories when supply or demand returns to what it previously was.
Yeah, yeah.
So Alex wants you to know that you got to get this food and you got to get his shit. And also, there are hit teams that are about to kill him.
Wait, what?
At any moment.
Oh, okay.
Spread the word about InfoWars now. I'll be honest with you. If we don't turn the corner very soon, it's not about finances here. They are going to start wiping the Patriots out, and they've already got the hit teams ready. I'm not, folks, you know, I don't just say stuff for no reason. America is fighting for its life right now. If you don't spread these links, I'm telling you, you're aiding the enemy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Aiding the enemy, huh?
Mm-hmm. Who are these hit teams?
You know who they are.
No.
They're just guys.
I don't.
Yeah, they're secret agents.
Alex can't even remember that he used to yell about Antifa all the time. he can't even use that.
Antifa hasn't been in the news for a while. People have forgotten that
Alex
they were
doesn't
the
have object
the
permanence. Like, he can't remember something that he hasn't yelled about in a while.
That is totally true.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because if he were smart, that's what he would do. He'd be like, the Antifa people now that Soros isn't trying to mix things up at rallies, he needs to use them for something. And
exactly.
So they formed hit teams ready to take out the Patriots at a moment's notice because they want to bring in their fucking communism, blah, blah, blah.
You know what you do? You even take that fake contract they have to sign and
totally.
put a little, you have to spread the virus. Just edit it. Just put it in there. Fine.
Might as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So Alex at this point has Francis Boyle come in, and it's a zero. It's a snooze of an interview. It's
of course.
Pointless.
Yeah.
It's mostly just sort of treading water, rehashing all the stuff that they've already talked about.
Playing the
like,
hits.
I got into like it's like almost the entire third hour of the show, and like I got to about minute 40 something. I was like, I have not found anything interesting in anything that these dudes have been talking about. So we're not going to really play anything of that except for this, because Alex has been trying to downplay the severity of the virus.
For
you
sure.
Know, hey, man, it's not the plague. Ha-ha!
It's just a cold. It's a cold. It's still a bioweapon, but it's just a cold.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, this is a little bit different than what Francis is bringing to the table.
So this is far more dangerous to us and the American Republic than Hitler and the Nazis or the Japanese imperialists or whatever. They never got over here. COVID is here now. It can kill, I think, up to 15% of us if it's not handled properly. And that's where we are right now, Alex.
So he's being presented as like one of the best experts in the world on these sorts of issues.
Oof.
So Alex has presented him as the big expert.
Yeah.
And he's saying 15% of the United States population could die from this virus, which is very out of step with what Alex's
That's not
common
good.
Narratives
That's
are.
That's not good.
Nope.
Did he listen to Alex's show a month ago to prepare for this one?
He was on it.
Yeah. Yeah, remember we were doing the panic thing. Come on. Send me a text if we're downplaying it now.
Yeah, come on. I got to get up to speed. It's like when E. Michael Jones came on and was talking about the Canadian Winnipeg lab.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, come on, man. That's last season.
Come on.
We've moved along. So that introduces a little bit of a problem, and it's very difficult to figure out what the actual point is.
What's cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, I mean, you have these two completely conflicting things being presented as coming from credible people, and that's tough. But the important thing is, hey, man, we're all telling the truth.
All right, I love you all. Everybody's truthful. We're all have different perspectives, but we're moving in the right direction. Mike Adams has his. He's a great guy. He's about to take over. Folks, I'm just telling you, you better get your firearms for self-defense and your storable food and your vitamins and your minerals. I don't have the guns. I've got the great supplements, and I've got the great storable foods available again, ready to ship very quickly.
So that's how he ends the show, with a little weird ad pitch.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Hey, man, love y'all. We're all being truthful. We got different ideas, but we're going in the right direction. What? You can't be all truthful.
Yeah, that's how the right operates. It doesn't matter what I say, I'm telling the truth. Sure, it's in direct opposition to the guy I'm talking to. I think he's telling the truth as well, even though they're in direct opposition and one of them can be true.
It's very disorienting and full of shit. So we've reached the end of the April 16th excursion. And it's interesting to have Alex back, but it's also like, I don't know how much longer this is going to go on.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of track left in front of him. His caboose is running out of steam.
Yeah. Yeah. You can only weasel your way out of so much.
Yeah.
You would think.
And you know what, too? The other thing that's really frustrating or weird, I don't know if it's frustrating, but like, he goes away for a couple days from the show. He comes back and he's still doing that same thing he was doing before, where he gets so mad he can't do the show. Like that, you would think a couple days off, you clear your head, maybe you come back, and he's still doing that, which is a real bad sign. And I don't know. I very well could be making too much out of that FDA letter and those sorts of things, but what the FDA is expecting of him is not the same as a cease and desist letter from the New York Attorney General.
They're
very different. Expectations. They're very different things that can be done if Alex fails to comply with the process.
Yeah.
Like, it's
seizure without limitation is a very scary thing to say.
And forced refunds to all your customers and stuff. Like, it's very much like it's existentially threatening if they follow through. And if Alex doesn't comply. And so I think there might be more behind it this time in terms of my feelings that like Alex is preparing an exit. When I hear him say like, I got this armored redoubt. That just sounds like retirement.
Yeah. I'm the butt of the spear. You guys go fight the war.
Yeah.
I lost.
It's
I lost
time for
the
generals.
War.
I'm just a talk show host.
Yeah. I gotta get out of here.
That sort of cop out bullshit really just sounds like a guy who's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I did it. I did what I could do. I prepared you. Now go.
I got my money. Now I'm going to get out.
Yeah, because if I keep going, I'm going to lose that money.
Exactly. No, the smart. This has been for what? How long? Almost a year. The smartest thing that he could do is stop.
Well, no. The smartest thing he could have done is stop a while ago.
That's what I'm saying. A year ago. Yeah,
I mean, even before that.
Well, the best thing he could have done is never started.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough. I don't know. I like I say, maybe my new catchphrase is I hate to make predictions because we're always wrong.
Yes.
But
this
feels like a guy starting his way out the door.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because he's talked about wanting to quit for a bit now.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's all kind of bubbling up. And maybe things are forcing his hand. Yeah, how much longer can he keep going? Like everything all this bad shit keeps happening. And like he can't pretend that it's the globalists.
Yeah.
They're just the consequences of his actions.
And it's Trump's FDA. I mean, I guess you could call it the deep state FDA.
Of course you would.
Yeah, of course you would.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Trump is definitely not at fault for anything. Apologies.
Yeah. Oh, and that's the other thing, too, is like if the FDA does follow through with this stuff, Alex is going to have a real tough time convincing his audience that Trump couldn't have stopped it.
Yeah, no kidding. There is a very simple text that needs to be sent.
Yeah.
Look, all you got to do is whine on TV and you get your name on a check, man. That's how Trump operates. He could whine at the FDA and they'd do whatever he wants.
Yeah, so we'll see, man. I don't know. I'm very interested to see what happens. Not from a content perspective, but just from a like narrative arc perspective. I'm going to be disappointed.
Yep.
And this will probably end up being a blip in the radar or whatever, but who knows? We'll find out.
If we're going to a new normal, I think the new normal does not include Alex Jones in InfoWars.
I would hope. We'll see. But until we find out more, we have a website.
We do have a website. It's knowledgefight.com.
You bet it is. We're also on Twitter.
We are on Twitter. It's @knowledge_fight. And I go to Ben Jordan.
We are on Facebook.
We are on Facebook. And if you'd like to download the show, go to iTunes, leave a review, rate a Patreon or a local charity of your choice.
Yes. We'll be back. But until then, I'm Neo. I'm Leo. I'm DZX Clark. I am the relative of Alex's employee who won't talk to him anymore.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.